I'm home, and I brought your favorite. That's right, soup. Oh, come on, you love soup. Here, let me heat it up for you. I'll bring it to you in bed, so just stay right there for me, all cozy and cute like that. Your order of fresh, hot, salty liquid coming right up. What, you don't like me serving you? Should I take this back to the kitchen then? No, that's what I thought. I knew you wanted this soup. Be careful now, it is really hot. Though, it'll never be as hot as you are. Oh, look at you, all flustered from my compliment. Somehow, you're still so adorable, even when you're sick. Am I making you blush? Are you getting hotter than you already are? You can't do this to me. You get way too cute when you're all shy like that. Come here, lean forward. Let me check your temperature. What do you mean, where's the thermometer? I've got a perfectly good hand right here. I can tell if you're getting better with just a simple touch. Trust me. Do you trust me? Yeah? All right, let me put my hand on your forehead. Let's see here. Processing health information. And done. Now, the results are in, and it's inconclusive. Oh, damn. I really need to get this thing checked out. I guess my hand's just no good for temperature checking. It's only good at other things, like tickling you. Get over here. Okay. That's enough of that. I just wanted to hear you laugh. I love that laugh of yours. I love you. You're going to be all better soon, okay? So don't worry too much about needing to get better right away. There's no rush. I want you to take all the time you need to rest up and feel good. Wow, I can definitely tell your temperature after kissing you on the forehead. What if I kissed you on the cheek like this? Or maybe your nose like this? What's with that look on your face, Do you want me to kiss those beautifully salty soup lips of yours? I'm just teasing. I bet your lips taste amazing, as they always do. Yep, definitely do. You know, I heard online that you can really tell if someone has a fever if you kiss their neck. It seems as though the results are inconclusive again. I'll need to do that one more time. You've got the warmest neck. It feels so good against my cold lips. I really do love kissing you like this, but I think I can definitely tell that you do still have a fever. So, how about I snuggle up next to you? While you eat that soup of yours, all right? I can rub your back, help with all that body soreness you're feeling. I can hold your hand, maybe even kiss it. I want to make sure you feel the best so that your body can catch up too. You're going to feel great soon, I promise. Yes. I can make that promise because I know the moment you're not sick anymore, you're going to feel amazing. You make me feel amazing. Do you see how happy I am just being with you? I know sometimes you're worried that being sick limits you, but I hope you never feel that way around me. I want to be the person you lean on when you're like this, so that you never feel pressure to rush yourself. Take your time to get better. I'll be here through it all. And I hope you can find comfort in knowing that I'm right here with you. I always will be. Now, focus on eating that soup, okay? Does it taste good? I know it sucks not being able to taste it fully, but hopefully it gives you the strength you need to deal with me. All right, here. Let me set that aside now that you're done with it. So how was it? Terrible? Amazing? Let me be the judge of that. I want a taste. Well, I think the soup tastes great, though maybe it's just your delicious lips. I wonder what else tastes good. Would that make you feel better if I went down on you? I read that the fastest way to get rid of a fever is to make the body even hotter than before. And we both know you're the hottest when you're coming. So, what's the verdict? Can I make you feel so fucking good that you can't help but get better? I love it when you look both surprised and eager for me. Why don't I slip off these pajama pants of yours, along with your underwear, okay? Let's just toss these aside. And don't worry, I'll keep you nice and warm. Why don't you pull the blanket over my head? Keep your lower half warm and let me do the rest. I'll see you when you're close to coming. I love going down on you. I swear it's my favorite thing in the entire world. Servicing you is incredible. Knowing that I can make you feel so good with just my mouth. What if I start using my tongue a little? Does that feel good? Oh, remember, you can be as loud or as quiet as you need to be. If your throat hurts, then maybe it's good practice to keep a little quiet. Though, I can't help saying that I love the way you moan for me. I want you to moan for me, but only if you can. I know I'm making you feel good, even if you aren't vocal about it, or else you wouldn't be so aroused for me. Maybe this is the best kind of medicine. You look like you're feeling better already. Now, let me focus on making you feel really good. Yeah, there. Are you getting close? You can come whenever you want. Just focus on me, on what I'm doing, on the sounds I'm making, and let me taste every bit of you. Come on, baby. Come on, come for me. Come in my mouth. Oh, I want you to come on my mouth. That's it. Fuck. I love it when you come on my face like this. You're my everything. I love the way you taste. I can't get enough of it. No wonder I managed to sneak some oral in while you were sick. I really do love making you feel good, because I love you. Now, let me cuddle up next to you. You look like you're ready to go to sleep. I'm right here with you, so fall asleep in my arms. Your forehead is still warm, but I know you're feeling much, much better, right? That's good to hear. Now, focus on the sound of my breathing and drift off into a nice slumber.